Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Last year was the hottest year globally on record, tying with 2016. And that wasn't the only climate record that was broken.
The world just keeps getting warmer. But 2020 also shattered the record for billion-dollar weather disasters in the U.S. Plus, fossil fuel industry shutting revolving door on Trump energy staffers.
They're too toxic even for the fossil fuel industry. All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's very nice down in Georgia. People go back to Georgia all the time. In fact, they're kind of known for it. The devil moved back to Savannah so he could vote for Biden. I mean, he's the Prince of Darkness, but he's very concerned about global warming.
Well, that makes sense. This is your Green News Report.
If the Earth's already on fire, hell's not going to be that impressive.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I know it was one of the hottest years on record yet again, but before we get there, a disturbing story. The MAGA mob finds its way to the most upsetting places.
Yes, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Florida is investigating a video that was first reported by the Citrus County Chronicle that shows a manatee with the word Trump scraped into the animal's back. Jeez. Now, officials say that the manatee appears to be unharmed, that the word was scraped into an algae coating on the animal, not its skin. But since manatees are protected endangered species, harassing them is punishable by prison and steep fines.
Good. Hope they catch him. Making manatees great again?
Ugh. Now on to the big news. 2020 tied with 2016 for the hottest year ever recorded globally since record-keeping began in the 1880s. That's according to Copernicus, the European Union's climate monitoring service. NASA and NOAA are expected to release similar results in coming weeks. In another signal of the increasing impact of man-made climate change on the planet, 2020's record heat triggered extreme weather events around the world, with alarming heat waves that fueled record deadly wildfires in Australia, Siberia, and the western U.S. And it fueled the historic 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. And remember when parts of the Arctic topped 100 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yes.
The fact that 2020 tied with 2016 for the hottest year on record is especially remarkable, according to CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We had a La Nina, which is a cool episode in the Pacific. In 2016, it was a super El Nino, so we would expect a heat record in 2016. We would not expect a heat record in 2020. Mm. Gives you an idea of just how quickly things are warming because of human-caused climate change.
Berardelli also notes,
the Paris Agreement wants us to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius. This year, we're at 1.25 Celsius, so we're getting really close.
So, in other words, the Paris Agreement is supposed to keep us from rising more than 1.5 degrees above industrial times, and we are almost there already.
Yes.
That's not good.
No. And climate change disasters are costing the United States a lot right now. In 2020, the U.S. shattered its previous record for extreme weather disasters, costing at least $1 billion in damage each, according to NOAA. The prior record was 16 billion dollar disasters in a year. Last year, we had 22.
Wow.
The costly damages included widespread wildfires in the West, multiple hurricanes in quick succession, including 4 in a row for beleaguered Louisiana, extreme heat waves, and the destructive Midwest derecho. Altogether, 2020's extreme weather disasters killed 261 people and caused nearly $100 billion in damages in a single year.
Wow.
NOAA said the new record shows the trend of growing disasters that, since 1980, have cost the United States more than $2 trillion in damages.
Good thing we didn't do anything about it. It was too expensive.
Globally, 2020's heat record brought storms, fires, and floods that killed more than 8,000 people around the world and caused more than $210 billion in losses. That's according to a new report by global insurance giant Munich Re. In Washington, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency on Monday finalized a rule setting the first ever greenhouse gas emission standards for aircraft engines. Yes, it is one of the few examples of the Trump administration acting to regulate greenhouse gases. But surprise, the environmental groups say the rule is so weak as to be virtually meaningless because it requires no action from the industry and provides no emissions reductions. Finally, some Schadenfreude news. Politico reports that Trump's incitement of last week's deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters has reportedly succeeded in tarnishing the resumes of administration energy staffers who had been hoping to use their government experience to win lucrative jobs in the fossil fuel industry. But that revolving door may be slamming shut. One anonymous executive at an oil and gas company told Politico, quote, "We're not going to hire any Trump people. We're just not going to do it."
The Trump stink is even too smelly for the fossil fuel industry. Well done, Trump. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Ooh, that smell.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.